Hey everyone, and welcome back to Mind Training. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, here to help you navigate this crazy thing we call life with a little bit of stoic wisdom and a whole lot of real talk. Today, we're diving into something that's been on my mind and probably yours too, the impact of social media on mental health. You know the feeling, right? You scroll through your feed, comparing your life to everyone else's highlight reels, and suddenly you feel a wave of inadequacy wash over you. Like, am I doing enough? Am I cool enough? Do people even like me? It's easy to get caught in that trap, constantly seeking validation from likes and comments. But here's the truth, social media is designed to be addictive. It plays on our natural desire for connection and approval, but often leaves us feeling more empty than fulfilled. So, how do we break free from this cycle? How do we reclaim our mental well-being in a world obsessed with online presence? Let's unpack 5 key takeaways that could help us navigate this digital landscape. 1. Awareness is key. The first step to change is recognizing the problem. Become aware of how social media makes you feel anxious, envious, inadequate. Acknowledge those feelings instead of ignoring them. Think about it, you wouldn't stand in a room full of people constantly putting you down, would you? Social media can be like that, a constant stream of negativity and comparisons disguised as inspiration. So, step back and analyze your experience. You deserve to feel good about yourself, regardless of what you see online. 2. Curate your feed. And follow accounts that bring you down. It's okay to say goodbye to the ones that leave you feeling worse about yourself. Fill your feed with content that inspires, educates, and uplifts your accounts that promote positivity, kindness, and authenticity. Remember, you have control over what you consume. Choose wisely. 3. Limit your time. Set realistic boundaries for your social media usage. Use apps that track your screen time or schedule specific social media breaks throughout the day. It's like setting aside dedicated time for exercise. You wouldn't spend hours scrolling endlessly, right? Treat your mental well-being with the same respect. Oh. Focus on real-life connections. Nurture your relationships with real people. Spend quality time with loved ones, engage in meaningful conversations, and create memories that last longer than a fleeting Instagram post. Remember, true connection comes from face-to-face interactions, not just virtual likes and comments. 5. Practice gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life. Write down 3 things you're grateful for: your health, your loved ones, a sunny day. Focusing on the positive can shift your perspective and help combat negative feelings that social media often triggers. Let's be real, I've been there myself. One evening, I was scrolling through Instagram after a long day, comparing my apartment to everyone else's seemingly perfect living spaces. Suddenly, I felt a wave of inadequacy wash over me. I realized I was allowing the curated images on my screen to define my own self-worth. That's when I decided to take a step back. I unfollowed some accounts that were bringing me down and started focusing more on real-life connections and activities that brought me joy. It wasn't easy, but it made a world of difference. My mental well-being improved, and I felt more grounded and confident in myself. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Social media can be a powerful tool, but it shouldn't control your mental health. Be mindful of your usage, curate your feed wisely, and prioritize real-life connections. So, what are you going to do differently today? Start by being more aware of how social media makes you feel. Maybe unfollow a few accounts that no longer serve you. Or schedule a social media detox for yourself this week. Every small step counts. Remember, your mental health is priceless. Don't let anything diminish its value. Until next time, keep training your mind and stay strong. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.